Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Christmas is coming soon, which means candy canes, Nat King Cole, decorated trees, and people saying all kinds of ridiculous things on social media about how Christmas was originally a pagan holiday. Not just that. All the Grinches out there want you to feel bad about celebrating Christmas. So they're going to tell you Christmas is too commercial, and that nobody really knows when Jesus was born, and that It's a Wonderful Life is just a lot of moralistic therapeutic deism. Here's the thing. The Grinches have it all wrong. I'm Joshua Gibbs, and my latest book is The 25th, New and Selected Christmas Essays. In my new book, I argue that Christmas doesn't need to be reformed, doesn't need to be reimagined, doesn't need to be edited, and that it's just fine the way it is. Christmas doesn't need us, we need Christmas. You can order The 25th right now on Amazon or on the Circe website.
Well, hello everyone. Welcome back to the Way to Fatherhood podcast. I'm your host, Brian Phillips. And today we have the last reflection episode of season one. Now, this episode is going to air right around the time where we're starting to get ready for the Advent and Christmas season. And even though some of you may already have Christmas decorations out, you might be one of those that starts sometime around September. And you might be one of those that's driven absolutely crazy by those who start decorating at some time in September. Regardless of where you fall on that spectrum, one thing that we all have to learn to agree upon and observe is that Advent is a season of preparation. Advent is specifically a season on the church calendar where we are preparing for the celebration of Christmas. And so Advent is a season of preparation, of prayer, reflection, and even fasting. And so it's something that we need to plan for, because in our culture, we actually have to plan to slow down so that we can plan. We have to prepare for seasons of preparation because our schedules, our priorities are often that far out of whack. So what I want to do today in this short episode is I'm going to go back to something I used to do on the Circe blog from time to time, and that is give you some suggestions without defense, really. I'm going to give you a bunch of book recommendations, but I'm not really going to take the time to defend each one. I just want to give you some things to look into as you prepare for Advent and for the coming Christmas season. So what I want to do is I'm going to divide this into two sections. I want to give some book recommendations for you to read personally as fathers, as an adult, to prepare yourself for the Christmas season, and some things that can help you better prepare your family for Advent and for the Christmas season, of course. But then I also want to give some book recommendations for you to read with your children. So some fitting readings for the Advent and Christmas season. All right, so I'm going to list 5 books for us as dads, and then 5 books for us to read to our children, all right? And of course, there are many, many others that could be added to this list. I'm just going to mention some of my personal favorites, all right? So let me start with books that we can read as fathers in the Advent season to prepare us in our own hearts, our own minds, our own souls for Advent and for Christmas. First of all, and this is really in order of importance here, at least this first one is, I should say, On the Incarnation by St. Athanasius. This is certainly a theological work, but it's one of the most important theological works done by the church fathers, in my opinion. And I don't think I'm alone in that opinion. But if you get a copy of On the Incarnation by St. Athanasius, there are many editions available look for the one that has the introduction by C.S. Lewis. There's an introduction in a particular edition. I believe it's published by St. Vladimir's Seminary Press. And there's an essay at the beginning by C.S. Lewis on the reading of old books. Look for that edition in particular, but absolutely read On the Incarnation by St. Athanasius. There's another great book that is helpful for us in building traditions and in helping prepare our families for Advent and learn to observe Advent and practice Advent. And that is a book called Christmas Spirit. It was written by George Grant, and I believe his wife, Karen, also contributed to that. It's a little tricky to find because I think it's out of print, but you can certainly find it. It's called Christmas Spirit, and it's got a lot of helpful information on further readings and readings in Scripture, a schedule for reading in Scripture during Advent. It's got some of the history of Advent traditions and Christmas traditions. So take a look at that, Christmas Spirit by George and Karen Grant. There is another devotional work that I've enjoyed over the last couple of years called Watch for the Light, Readings for Advent and Christmas. And there are short sections dated for each, for each day of Advent and into Christmas. And there are just some wonderful selections from everyone from Bernard of Clairvaux and St. Thomas Aquinas, all the way up to C.S. Lewis and Gerard Manley Hopkins, and many, many others, Dietrich Bonhoeffer, T.S. Eliot, Martin Luther, St. John Chrysostom, Annie Dillard, just many, many selections worth reading. So again, that's called Watch for the Light, Readings for Advent and Christmas. Take a look at that. And if you do enjoy sort of more devotional works in this time, in this season of the year, I've got a couple others for you as well. Joy to the World, Daily Readings for Advent. That's actually by Charles Spurgeon, and it was collected, of course, after his death. He was known as the Prince of Preachers. He was a Baptist preacher in London in the late 1800s. And certainly, regardless of your tradition, I think there's a lot to benefit from there. So Joy to the World, Daily Readings for Advent by Spurgeon. And then finally, another devotional work from a different tradition, that is God is in the Manger is the title of this work. God is in the Manger by Dietrich Bonhoeffer, who was a German Lutheran pastor actually during World War II. So during the reign of Hitler, Dietrich Bonhoeffer was pastoring in Germany. And his thoughts have been sort of collected in that one work as well. And it's, again, short sections, sort of kind of devotional readings, God is in the Manger. Now, what about books to read with our children and to our children? Well, there are many great Christmas books that have been written for kids, but I, again, want to offer just five. A Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens. Of course, you should have expected this one to be on the list, but it is a wonderful book. And there are some great illustrated editions. There are some great even sort of abridged editions if you have really younger kids and maybe want to read a little bit slower or a shorter version of it. A Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens, that should be on everyone's list. One of my personal favorites, one of our family favorites, is Barbara Robinson's The Best Christmas Pageant Ever. Not only is it hilarious, but it also has very good thoughts to leave us with in the Advent and Christmas season. It's a great book to enjoy together as a family. So I heavily recommend that. We not only do we read that one every year around Advent and Christmas, but we've even done our best to try to find plays where we can actually go see it acted out. And we saw a great one last year in Charlotte. So The Best Christmas Pageant Ever by Barbara Robinson. J.R.R. Tolkien's The Father Christmas Letters is another wonderful resource. Again, these are letters that he wrote for his children, and they have the illustrations that Tolkien did for his children as well, and there's some background information, stories that his children told, remembering when he would read these letters or when the letters would be delivered. It's a great, great book. Take a look at that, The Father Christmas Letters. The Gift of the Magi by O. Henry. It's a short story And it's an interesting combination of weaving in the biblical story and then also just the modern ideas of selfless love and giving and really some addressing of the materialism of Christmas there too. The Gift of the Magi by O. Henry. And last but not least, one of the great children's storytellers of our day is Kate DiCamillo. And she wrote a book for Christmas called Great Joy. And Great Joy is another very touching story in the same vein with A Christmas Carol and the best Christmas pageant ever. Take a look at that, Great Joy by Kate DiCamillo. This time of year is a time that we really do have to slow down and intentionally focus on what the season demands. Christmas is not about presents. We hear that all the time. It's not about the busyness of parties and all of the food and the decorations. Those things are great and they're good and they're wonderful. And it's fitting that we look forward to it, but we really do have to intentionally slow down and remember Christmas is not December 25th. That's day one of the 12 days of Christmas. But before that, in this season, as we're preparing for Christmas, let's make sure that we're preparing the way for the Lord in our own hearts and in our own souls. And I think some of these books can be a great resource for doing that, both for yourself and for your family. Thanks for tuning in to this episode. For now, I'm signing off. This is your host, Brian Phillips of the Way to Fatherhood podcast.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.